Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Conrad Reiker. He's the author of the book Ideological Subversion, Yuri Bezmenov's Red Pill and Demoralization of Men by Feminism, Marxism, and Satan. In his book, he exposes the tactics used to target men and masculinity since the 1960s. We can all see soy society collapsing around us, and his book helps pinpoint how this is happening and how we can fight back. It also helps men build resilience so we don't have to kneel to the woke mob and be influenced by leftist subversion. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor links to Amazon, Google, and Spotify are down below, so you can get a copy for yourself. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember guys that if you want to be the lucky one to get with her, then you need to be 6 feet tall. Even though her midsection looks like it's well on her way to becoming 6 feet wide. This is the level of delusion the average woman has these days, and you know exactly why she took that picture because there's a limo behind her. And that's probably your daily driver to help her load up at the local Costco so she can feed her growing size. If she's this large at 19, just imagine how large and in charge she'll be at 29. Up next, this past Pride Month, Chick-fil-A has dropped this epic ad saying that the pickles in their sandwich don't touch. Just like God intended. But they better be careful using this to promote their products in Canada because our government might consider this hate speech. Actually, it looks like this wasn't true. But if it had been, it would have been an epic troll if it was. But I don't know about you, but the many times I've eaten sandwiches before, plenty of times I found the pickles scissoring under the chicken. Number three, do you really need a new Harry Potter television show? This looks like the movies, except it's done up for slightly more modern audiences. It's just a cash grab and probably designed to keep the franchise relevant and keep people coming to Universal Studios for all the Harry Potter land attractions. I went to all three Universal theme parks in Florida and I have to say that all of them had Harry Potter attractions. And I wouldn't be surprised if they updated their rides with the newest actors. And all were pretty incredibly busy as well. Moving on, it's crazy to think that Almond production uses much more water than data centers. Looks like almonds are about to become a lot more expensive. Oh, the humanity, because how will leftists drink milk now considering they drink almond milk, as many of them are now vegans? Looks like AI data centers are going to become obsolete faster than we thought, though. Companies are now selling computers that you can actually have at home that run large language models. Plus, almonds don't need electricity now, do they? Number 5, during the television show Big Bang, no one thought it was weird that Penny was a waitress and yet she could afford to rent her own apartment while two physicists with PhDs were just roommates. It was 2007 and those were different times, when apartments were a lot cheaper. I knew women that worked basic retail jobs and had their own apartments because either daddy was helping to subsidize them, or maybe she was secretly having a sugar daddy. There was little to no cost of living crisis back then. Up next, this 105-year-old woman says the secret to a long life is drinking beer and never getting married. It's good to know that I'm on the right track, minus the beer, of course. She, on the other hand, drinks a pint every day with her lunch. How crazy it is that she was in her early 20s when Mr. Mustache was in Germany trying to take over the world. Relationships bring stress and that causes all kinds of health consequences. But if a 105-year-old man said that the secret to longevity was never getting married, the media would claim that he was a misogynist. Number 7, Abby says that this is what a healthy 22-year-old body looks like. Hey Abby, looks like you spelled unhealthy wrong because it looks to me like you're the size of two healthy adults. Now that we have Ozempic, there's no need for you to look like this and try and convince us that it's healthy. Take the pills and that apron of flesh will be gone pretty fast. If this is what a healthy body looks like, then this isn't a fish, but it's a bird. Moving on, communists think that when real communism is tried for the first time, things will finally get better for them. What they don't realize is that in the communist or socialist pyramid, 90% of the population lives in extreme poverty. Ironically, they won't even live to be that poor because they'll get deleted after fulfilling their duty as useful idiots. In communism, a tyrannical bully usually takes over and rules with an iron fist and runs the government for life. The wealth inequality is a lot less severe under capitalism. Number 9, people are saying that feminism has destroyed the brains of modern women. Nope. It's just female nature unleashed now that they have their own money and the state to support them. They never really wanted kids as much as men did, and only had them to secure a man's love and resources so he would stick around, and they don't like men or children all that much either. Many prefer to live a hedonistic lifestyle these days. The truth of this is that the fertility rates keep on collapsing. Up next, meanwhile, if you're a gamer, according to the Gamer website, It's time for you to start trusting video game reviewers once more. That's right, man, you can't trust your own eyes and ears to tell you which games are good or the word of your friends. You have to take the word of perfect strangers trying to convince you that playing woke games is good for you. This is like a liar starting a conversation with the words, "I'm honest and completely trustworthy." Number 11, if you're better off today than 11 years ago, then you probably aren't Canadian. Or you're a Canadian who invested in American companies in the US dollar. Or you were financially literate and protected yourself from the COVID inflation. Canada's been in a recession for 6 to 9 months now. The population is falling and the Canadian dollar is losing value. Even Indians don't want to come here anymore. You could also be doing pretty well in life because you're a Liberal Party insider. Moving on, Disney lost 90% of the Star Wars fan base they paid $4 billion to get, but they don't seem to care. They'll probably get that money back over the next few decades. After all, after cost, their Disney Star Wars films only made a net $1 billion box office profits. But with streaming, games, and home media sales, they've made billions more. So they're probably more than break-even at this point. They made $1 billion profit from merchandise alone last year. The fans will soon start using AI to make their own content, cutting the House of Mouse out. Number 13, is it true that many of us would rather live in the past when it comes to women and the way the cars looked? They didn't have tattoos, they were slim and feminine. Cars were powerful, but also, unfortunately, they would rust and fall apart within 10 years. Unless you were in a warm climate, you needed jumper cables on a cold day in Canada, or the Northeast. The woman in the top photo, for all we know, could actually be a man. Up next, scientists have restored pancreatic cells that naturally produce insulin and have cured diabetes entirely. Great, so now people will just gorge themselves on even more sugar than ever because they can't get diabetes. They will just feed cancer or something else through systemic inflammation. And no, this story isn't fake news. Researchers are using FDA-approved drugs to reprogram damaged pancreatic cells so they start working after only 48 hours. I guess I won't be able to make any more diabetes feed jokes anymore. Number 15, here's another reason Canada's cooked. There are calls for the government to reduce spending for seniors, but of course refugees will still get their $224 per day in assistance. They want to steal the pensions of old people and give them to the migrants, it seems. Of course, for now, it's only the media pushing this, but how long before the government pushes for it too? This is one of the reasons I'm legally reducing how much tax I pay. Because the less I pay, the sooner the social welfare state collapses. Moving on, you don't hate Bonnie Blue enough. She kissed her man and told him that that's what 1,057 men taste like. This guy might as well stick his schwing-schwing into sewer water because he's less likely to get sick doing that than doing his wife. Maybe he's with her because he's herpes-maxing or something. Maybe this is the same type of guy who gets off from licking a truck stop toilet seat, and I wouldn't be surprised if that actually had less diseases on it. Number 17, and speaking of herpes-maxing, here's your chance with Michelle. She's 33 with no kids, but she's got herpes and prefers black men. When she says, "I prefer," that means I can only get. Good thing she didn't reproduce and bless this world with a African. Imagine working 50 to 60 hours a week only to wake up to this face every morning. I'd be worried she would use her sharp teeth to bite my twig and berries off. Up next, imagine doing a Google image search for white mother only to find out that 60% of the image results show her with a African. That's way more than the percentage of women with black babies. It's alright though because people are increasingly using AI for information and AI to create photos for them. Soon enough, we'll be able to put this nightmare behind us. I'm so tired, boss. Number 19, is it true that a man gains nothing from marriage except the risk of losing it all? And until he loses it, he'll usually get sex, companionship, reproduction, child-rearing, and possibly love. But the sword of Damocles of divorce is always hanging over his head. If he wants sex, he can just use corn or a working girl. Get companionship from a dog, reproduction from a surrogate, child-rearing from a nanny, and love is impossible because women don't love us the way we love them. Unless, of course, we're the top 1 or 2% of men out there. Moving on, how's this for the ultimate betrayal? This guy fought the Taliban and ended up homeless, and now his hometown is prioritizing refugees, and I wouldn't be surprised if many of them were refugees from Afghanistan. And some of them fought against him, and that's how he got PTSD and became homeless in the first place. Leftists will say it's only fair because he destabilized someone else's nation, and now his nation is being destabilized too. The leftists with suicidal empathy deserve to get what they get. Number 21, Yem says that every man's greatest fear is being rejected by a lady. Maybe when you're 13, but I just don't care anymore. Women's greatest fear is men ignoring them because the opposite of love is indifference and not hate. Actually, women's greatest fear is being replaced by sex bots and artificial wombs and losing their jobs to artificial intelligence. What will they have then except nagging and a broken boss babe attitude? I can't wait. Up next, this gal found out that her boyfriend was at Bonnie Blue's 1,000 Men in 24 hours, and she's never talking to men again. Do you believe her? I certainly don't. She's just saying this for attention. Then again, maybe if it is true, she's just bragging that her boyfriend was good enough to get invited to it. Imagine if a man said he found out a woman got railed by 1,000 men in 24 hours, and that he's never talking to women again. Bonnie Blue's husband certainly isn't saying that. Number 23, James Norton, one of the potential James Bond actors, says that men should atone for the patriarchal crimes of the past. He needs to shut up with his virtue signaling that he's ewing to try and get the role. How exactly can men atone for something they never did? The people that want to control men use our so-called ancestral shame and guilt to try and get us to do what they want us to do. They do this to perpetuate that women and people of color are forever victims. Moving on, 50 Cent is brilliant for putting Sean Puffy Combs' son, King Combs, in his place by saying that his father wasn't in the Epstein files, because he was creating his own files. No lies detected here. Bragging about your father not being on one list when he's the CEO of his own list is wild. On the bright side, at least Diddy's list didn't have underage people on it. Diddy's teeth are also incredibly clean, but you know his past isn't. Number 25 on the last one, here's why you shouldn't trust what you see on the internet. How is this the same woman? Is it a Zempic plastic surgery fake up or filters? Maybe all of the above. Ladies, remember, you're not ugly, you just haven't found a wealthy sugar daddy to pay for all your surgeries yet. There doesn't appear to be anything genuine about the Kardashians anymore. The only thing that's real is their desire for attention. So that's it for another Memes of the Week, the last one of the batch. It's been great making these, guys. It's too bad I can't continue because the Canadian government has decided that this might actually be problematic. Tomorrow I've got an update video, and you'll see what I'm up to next. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.